Hey, this is Neen, and welcome to another episode of Now in My Glass. I'm so happy that you pushed play, and I really, really want to thank everybody for the awesome feedback that I've received on, you know, the first couple of episodes. I am smiling from ear to ear, and I feel motivated to keep going, you know, to share what's in my glass, and hopefully, you know, as the episodes go on, you guys will feel comfortable to share with me what's in your glass. And with that being said, I want to give a shout out to Baylor the Great for sharing a whole bunch of things that have been in his glass. And I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Span from the Span Report for sharing what was in his glass. And I'd like to also give a shout out to Rude Boy for sharing what was in his glass. So I'm looking forward to, you know, more of the ladies sharing with me what is in their glass. Okay, well, with that being said, last week we said we would talk about mead. Well, I'm sorry, not last week, but last episode. You know, we said we would talk about mead. So let's talk about mead. So tonight I'm drinking Charm City Mead Works. And they have three different types of mead that's available at Pipetown Traders. That's, you know, where I go a lot of times to get what I'm drinking and what's in my glass. And so they have the original dry, rosemary, and a cinnamon flavor. And so I chose the cinnamon flavor. Really great on its own, or you can add it to some tea. And if you drink it, you know, some people drink it room temperature, which is what I prefer, or some people drink it chilled, not super cold, but just a nice chill on it. But again, it's super awesome in tea. So if you want to take a little bit to work and you want to add a little bit to your cup, hey, I'm not going to judge you for that. It would be really great, probably like the cinnamon flavor with like a peach tea. Or even if you had like an Earl Grey tea, it probably would be really great in that too. And nobody would know. Wink. So mead, if you aren't familiar, is a fermented honey, and they ferment the honey with water. And a lot of times they add different spices, like I mentioned, the cinnamon and the rosemary, and they also add fruit. Charm City has an awesome, awesome elderberry mead. So if you're on the East Coast and you're close to Baltimore, or you're just driving through, stop by there. It is so good. Now, it's not by bottle, like in the store yet, but they do have it on tap. Also with mead, it's kind of like wine. It has between an 8 and a 20% ABV. Tonight, the Charm City mead that I'm drinking is 12. So that's something for you to think about when you're purchasing your mead. You know, it would be really cool for you to take this with you to maybe like a friend's house, or hey, you could be like me. You could just be at home, you know, enjoying some mead and chilling on the couch, watching the news. Hey, doesn't matter. But if you do decide to take it to your friend's house, I think they would be really impressed, because, you know, it's not your average bottle of Riesling, or, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon, or Moscato, or whatever it is that you like to drink, you know, something different. So, you know, and mead actually is a really popular thing all over the world, you know, this honey wine, but it's starting to become more popular in the States. So, and I think as it, you know, grows, just kind of like how cider is growing, I think as it grows, a lot of people will start to drink more mead, you know, and then you'll see, it'll be different places to go to get mead. You'll find, you know, you'll go somewhere, you'll see some mead on tap. You know, and you can get mead sparkling, semi-sweet, you can get it dry. I would say the Charm City cinnamon, it's pretty dry. So, you know, also keep that in mind too when you're buying your mead. Do you like sweet? Do you like dry? Do you like semi-sweet? You know, something to think about. Again, I appreciate you guys for reaching out You want to share what's in your glass? Hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to find me on Twitter? You can do so at @ms_smartypants. And just share, you know, maybe you're out having a good time, drinking, saw something funny, or you did something funny. Don't be shy, you know. Hey, it's all good. Don't be shy. And don't forget the motto. Let's drink what we like and try something different, okay? To the next episode, again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for pushing play. Enjoy.